Case number 10,280, John Winkler, north of Road 465, west of Manchester Lane, being Lot 5 within Manchester Manor Development. A special use exception to place a windmill.
Name and address.
John Winkler, 30929 Manchester Lane, Long Island, 199.
Is he going to testify at all?
Yes, he's my contractor.
Okay.
Name and address.
Greg Minosh, 25732 Timmons Lane, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
All right, and gentlemen, do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, how are you?
Fine.
All right, put an application in for a wind turbine to be placed on our property. I believe you had this diagram, and Greg has some pictures that he had made up. This is a little bit out of scale.
There you go. I can mail them to me. I'll make sure they get them.
It's more along the size of your flagpole masses, I believe, which is actually 33 and a half feet. According to my drawing, it'd be a 7x7 concrete slab, and it's 73 and a half feet from the back property line and 39 feet to the side property line.
And how will this not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties?
I will not.
That's the standard for granting a special use exception is to show that the exception won't substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Well, what we found is, if I try to go through the application for the first time with you, and uniqueness is the lot size, and that's why we're asking for the variance, because the...
Not asking for variance. You're asking for a special use exception. A variance would be different set of standards, but the standard for a special use exception is to show that it would not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
It will not. It's totally on his land, as I try to understand the question, but being that it's all on his land, there's no studies that have been found that any wind turbine on a property affects in any way the value of a person's property next to it.
Okay.
Studies that have been done in California actually showed that most people that either had solar or wind systems on their property were usually in favor of looking at that over one similar to it that wasn't affected.
Also, they say that it increases the property value.
So how does that do that?
Excuse me?
So how does that do that, increase the property value?
Well, according to the surveys that have been written.
I think just in terms of its uniqueness, and especially in today's environment, people wanting to save energy,
okay,
that it creates a way that people who are interested in that, find it an increase in their property values and as an asset to the home and for future people who would like to also purchase.
Mm-hmm. It is a benefit to me as far as saving money, but it's also a benefit to my grandchildren and their children, I believe, personally.
Mm-hmm.
That's my personal opinion.
It's a good answer. I think one of the biggest concerns, Mr. Chairman, that I've been getting through and ask the question over and over and over and over is the noise factor.
Right. There's
So I think maybe if you address the board again with this particular type.
Okay. The wind turbine itself from the manufacturer, part of the documents that I have, and I can give it to you, Mr. Rickard, shows that the sound is rated at 45 dB at 40 feet. The pole itself is 33 feet that we're proposing, plus a little bit extra in terms of the pads, so somewhere around 35 feet. They say that the dB level is actually going to be about 40 dB. Some information that I pulled off of the internet dB comparisons, a dB loudness comparison chart shows that normal conversation at 3 to 5 feet is between 60 and 70 dB. Telephone dial tone in your ear is 80 dB. A power saw at 3 feet is 110 dB. So I think in terms of any acoustic concerns, dB concerns, loudness concerns that anybody would have, I draw it to one, what the manufacturer has already stated and is backed by them and their law team, along with anything that you can find on the internet in terms of comparisons. Some other things too that you're asking about was how is it going to affect the neighborhood, and the generator itself, as you can see in that picture, a couple of the neat little bullets is that it's aesthetically pleasing, it blends into the environment. It is a very clean looking machine. It has no guide wires, it's a single monopole, so it doesn't take up a whole lot of extra acreage and real estate, and it really does blend in. Actually, one of Mr. Winkler's neighbors had a concern with that issue, and I was home today and met her at my home, and she was actually very pleasantly pleased, and as you can tell, it still wasn't a concern enough to her that she didn't present herself here today. So I think she was pretty happy with, and it was windy, which I like because it's on my property. So it was turning my meter backwards. But the good thing is she didn't have any concern enough that she told a neighbor or presented herself here again today. Again, the study that I pulled up again is from the manufacturer, from a study done in California in terms of the values of property. So in that regard, I hope I answered your question. If it will in any way affect the adjacent properties and the neighbors to meet the request for Mr. Winkler's variance for a special conditional use exception for his windmill.
Sir, what size span is the windmill itself?
12 foot.
12 feet.
12 feet across?
The diameter, yes, sir. The brand is called a SkyStream 3.7, and I just came back from training from the manufacturer in September. I have a certificate if you want to see it, if that will help. But big thing I learned is the number 3.7 represents meters. So 3.7 meters is 12 feet, which is the diameter of the blade. So I was like, oh, that was pretty cool. Finally, I was trying to figure out how they got this weird model number. Now I know.
not that it necessarily pertains to the case, but my understanding that in as you get further inland, there's not enough wind typically to generate power.
It's more obviously on the coast, but where we are and where he is, it's considered marginal, which is still enough to power the generator and produce power.
Gotcha.
They've done a study, hasn't they, of that, and it's a map like that shows you almost like the flood zones here in this area, what the wind...
wind chart? Wind
yes,
chart?
Sir. Yeah. Yeah, wind charts.
I saw that. I have that in my...
Right. I'm sure you've been to the same website there with...
Yep.
It has informational rebates and studies and policies and all kinds. It's a great resource. But you are correct, Mr. Mills, that is the further inland you go, the more, the less.
Longer the payback?
The longer the payback, exactly.
Right.
But if energy keeps going up at 20% every few years, it's still going to continue to pay for itself.
I know County Council is very concerned about this also and watching it very closely.
Yeah, I heard a friend said that one of the gentlemen had asked or concerned about noise.
Correct.
And I would invite him to come over like I had you gentlemen come over and take a look at it and, you know, see what you think firsthand.
And, does it give your comparison give a rating for a refrigerator?
A refrigerator? Let me see.
I didn't have that one on mine. I've got two of them.
No, I don't have that, but a quiet whisper in a library is 30.
Okay.
A weak sound heard.
Okay.
a pneumatic riveter. We've got a lot of pneumatic things going on at job sites that are happening throughout the county. At 4 feet is 125 dB. It's pretty good. Google's a great search tool.
The refrigerator is about the same noise level.
Right. You have the same chart I had probably in there. And they also asked me what a decibel was, and I went in to do that. And it's an engineering term that's got a formula that'll knock your shoes off. And I sent that to the councilman also.
Yeah. Another concern, too, that a lot of people have, and at least just to get it on record, I guess, is the possibility of birds and bird strikes to the environment.
Right.
And really, you'd have to get rid of your cat and take your windows and doors out of your house to have a much greater effect. Out of 5,500 bird kills, I don't know how they come up with less than one bird kill for wind, but there's 5,500 in terms of buildings and windows. Cats was 1,000.
Probably doesn't take into account the hunters on the peninsula.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope that you would grant Mr. Winkler's request for a special use exception and make him very happy. And I don't know if you have any other questions or hope we've answered them all. But
okay. How much luck do you think that generator size? I mean, would it take care of his, it won't take care of his whole house?
No, sir. No. Even the manufacturer states that it can probably do about 40 to 80%.
40 to 80%?
It depends on the size of your home and what your loads are. And a lot of great Energy Star appliances now. I can't say that I have a refrigerator or got a great grandmother's old freezer in the garage, so I know they're not Energy Star compliant. But the first month I put mine in between conservation and production, what it was making in April, using 1,000 kilowatt hours as a baseline, for me it reduced 65%. So you're going to get ebbs and flows, but in wind and seasonal changes. But again, my power went up 20%, so a few changes like that, and continuing to conserve, getting my kids to turn the lights out, the ceiling fans off, and pulling night lights out.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. They think I'm fanatical, but when they start paying one day, they'll understand.
That's for sure.
I think you could definitely, depending on the season, see anywhere from 10% in the summer to at least 40% in the winter, spring times.
Plus, it won't hurt the ozone layer.
That we know of yet.
Yeah.
Wow, that's true.
And again, that picture is a great picture, but it's certainly not to scale, but it gives you an idea what, no more than that, in terms of, again, no guide wires or anything.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Berman?
No.
Mr. Watson?
Mr. Mills?
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has satisfactorily demonstrated it won't substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. I make a motion we approve case number 10,280.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,280. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Case number